This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
And I think you'll also agree that I've been saying for a long time, let Obamacare fail, and then everybody's going to have to come together and fix it and come up with a new plan, and a plan that's really good for the people with much lower premiums, much lower costs, and much better protection. I've been saying that, Mike, I think you'll agree, for a long time. Let Obamacare fail. It'll be a lot easier. And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan? So we'll see what happens. There's some other things going on right now as we speak. But I am disappointed because for so many years I've been hearing repeal and replace. I'm sitting in the Oval Office right next door, pen in hand, waiting to sign something, and I'll be waiting, and eventually we're going to get something done, and it's going to be very good. But Obamacare is a big failure, and it has to be changed. We have to go to a plan that works. We have to go to a much less expensive plan in terms of premiums, and something will happen, and it'll be very good. May not be as quick as we had hoped, but it's going to happen. Okay?
I'm not sure, you know, President Trump, with all his charm and the bully pulpit, can say something as simple as he's not going to own it. They own it. I mean, they own the solution. You know, for him to, you know, kind of set it aside as if there's no culpability and responsibility, I think that's rather short-sighted and maybe hopeful. And, I mean, small H hope, because the fact of the matter is, like you said, they've had 7 years to talk about this, and now they have it, and they come up zero?
Well, I guess the way I took that is that, you know, when it fails, which is what they've been saying for 7 years, that this system's going to fail, when it fails, it's not their fault. I think that's what he's saying. I mean, because if they don't get, if only one side is trying to fix something and the other side just sits there and goes, nope, 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 and they get their, and they don't put any input into it, and it's the plan that they created themselves before, because that's what Obamacare is.
Yeah, but you know what they're saying, though, Scott, right now? They're saying, hey, the reason it's on life support is because the Republicans are letting it die. They're not, this is like the Charlie Gard case. You know, it's, well, you're not doing anything to save the patient. And then you talk about the president's comments about being mean. What about the people who are counting on Obamacare, who you know, get Obamacare and it works for them? They don't pay anything. It's all subsidized by, you know, we the people and everything, and it's an easy deal for them. Well, they're, you know, like that again. I hear that one lady in that town hall saying, look, don't take my Obamacare. I pay $1 for Obamacare. Don't you dare take that away. Well, anybody that gets it for a dollar, I mean, you know, they don't understand it being taken away. They believe it is their right as an American citizen, regardless of, you know, whether they're paying taxes into the situation or not. They've been believe that it is their right and privilege, you know, for being poor or, you know, whatever situation they happen to be in.
Yeah, and most people, when they're poor, they want to be not poor. And, I mean, you don't...
Yeah, but given the opportunity of saying, okay, we're going to take care of you because the government says, hey, look, and the politicians have gone through their communities and said, hey, trust me, I'm going to take care of you. And then there's no delivery of that or it gets cut off. They get ticked off because they say, hey, well, you told me, you know, if I voted for you, you would take care of me.
Yeah, well, you're also seeing that obviously the Republicans aren't just one body, one mind. Do whatever, you know, the person holding the purse string says, and I think that's your problem. You got half your government that decided they're not going to do anything on this.
Yeah,
they're not going to put any input. They're not going to do anything.
I'll tell you, regardless of who owns it, it's like they all own it, and I believe the voters are going to come back hard on them at the midterm elections. Wait and see. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So you heard those words from Newt Gingrich. He's basically saying, you know, if you can't get this through, move on, get tax reform done, or else say welcome back to Nancy Pelosi in 2019.
Well, who knew health care could be so complicated? No, I think we all knew all along that it was a complicated subject. But, you know, the one thing we promised and the one thing that unified us in 4 elections was really that we were for repealing Obamacare. That really brought us together. We won elections because of that. So it disappoints me that when we finally get to repealing Obamacare, it turned into an insurance bailout super fund. I mean, $180 billion to insurance companies that make $15 billion a year in profit. That's not repeal. That's simply a
but
big government boondoggle.
But if you don't have enough people who will go along with repeal,
well, people
which
ought to
you
keep
don't,
their promise.
Because they're
people
now saying they can't even do the repeal vote.
Yeah, people ought to keep their promise. Today, you know, the Senate leadership announced that we are going to have a vote, and the vote would be on repealing it, the 2015 bill. 51 out of 52 of us, Republican senators, voted for repeal in 2015.
Collins and Kirk both voted against, right?
Well, there are at least 2 senators now saying they're against who actually were for. And so the thing is that overwhelmingly Republicans voted for the 2015 bill. And really, if people are no longer for repeal, they're going to need to go home and explain to their voters why they said they were for repeal and now they're no longer for repeal.
Exactly right. You know, all of this stuff, Scott, as you and I have talked about endlessly, it seems, it's all about exposure. It's bringing out, you know, the truth of the matter. And the fact is, in any kind of negotiation, you're not going to get 100%. And this is what has disturbed me all along, that the senators cannot come back and say, here's what I like about the bill. I only hear about the negative part. And I appreciate that Rand Paul is bringing to bear here about this being a bailout for insurance companies. Man, they made a ton of money, and this is the way this thing was set up. They designed it this way. They were involved in the whole construction and the plan of Obamacare. And so they're going, hey, look at you talk about promises. This is what the Democrats have promised the insurance companies. And now we're under new management, and the new management says, no, it's not going to happen. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit later on this morning with Justin Danhof. And Justin is going to come in and explain and give you some more insight, which I'm sure is going to add to the disturbance and the uncomfortability you have with this whole healthcare discussion, because we're not getting the truth here. And you've got these hidden tentacles and these influencers that have a hold of these senators. Now, we have to know and understand that K Street still has its influence. It keeps a low profile. And what K Street represents is all the lobbyists. And with the lobbyists comes a ton of money. And this is what these senators have learned to count on when it comes time to run for election. Yes, you've got the pressure of the RNC saying, hey, we're going to withhold funds. We may not support you, yada, yada. But the big thing, and this is something to be looked at, is the number of dollars we're talking that are coming in from, you know, from these lobbyists. And these lobbyists seem to have more influence even than the party itself. So, you know, how much is this, you know, influence coming in and, you know, controlling the mindset and the votes of these senators? You know, forget about we the people. But this is the system with which we work with today, whether it's Republican or Democrat, is these outside influences, these dollars that go into their treasure chest to secure their reelection. You know, as we've said many times, so often, and this may be you know, a bit of a blanket statement and unfair, but in some cases it would seem, and I think in too many cases it would seem that it's all about being reelected. It's not necessarily about serving we the people. And this is what Main Street America has been waking up to and realizing, you know, slowly but surely. And we're not comfortable with this deal. So major, major problem here as this continues to play out. And the fact that the Republicans cannot come together, again, appreciating that 80% of the loaf is at least gets you on the board, then you can come back later and negotiate the other 20% if that's the case. You've got a strong enough appeal, but it's something at least you can get back to your constituency and say, hey, look, it wasn't everything we wanted, but here's what we got that's good here. And so, you know, Mitch McConnell, and the rest of the Republican leadership have to come together and figure out what are the deal breakers. And I would agree with Rand Paul in this case is that, you know, bailing out these insurance companies and giving them more money after they've already generated $15 billion in profits to bail them out. I mean, this doesn't make sense. I mean, you bail out somebody who is in trouble here. And, you know, no doubt the insurance companies are going to have to take that $15 billion if it was allowed to go to the free market. And they're going to have to get through a bit of a curve here because it's not business as usual. And by going to the free market, what we're talking about here is that, let's do what this country is all about and let these insurance companies compete across state lines. This is something the CBO hasn't even addressed, what impact that will be. That's why, you know, I've said to you, I feel, you know, a little embarrassed to say, you know, I kind of sound like Nancy Pelosi. And this point is that you have to pass it to find out. You know, we've got to actually get the thing working and then see how it comes together. You know, this is the disappointing thing, you know, along with Nancy Pelosi said in terms of we have to pass it and find out, you know, what's in it. You know, it's kind of a ridiculous statement, but you got to pass it and then deal with the reality. The problem was the Democrats passed it and they didn't deal with the reality. They more or less defended it all the time instead of tweaking and doing some things that needed to be done. But what happened is they found themselves, you know, in an untenable situation because they created an entitlement program, and it sounds good on the surface, but they didn't have an open checkbook. They had a lot of money, but it wasn't to where they could just keep going to the well all the time and just keep supporting it with more money. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, the biggest issue I have with this is that if it's always one side, you know, Republican or Democrat, that is always creating this the next health care. If we're switching around health care every, you know, four to eight years, and somebody comes in and then we'll get rid of that one and we'll bring in this one, that's not going to do anything for anybody. That's going to make things so much worse. That's going to make it so you'll see people just sick of even talking about health care.
Yeah, they're already getting close to that already. But you see, the problem, again, it's a round peg in a square hole. This is not government's responsibility. Never has been. You know, let the free market handle this. It'll handle it very well get the tentacles. The thing is, what the government should do is make sure that all the regulations, the things that make it untenable, the things that make it problematic, that's what they should work on. Not all this funding, not all this other stuff that they've made it so complicated, because once they start going down that road, then they've got to come up with something like Obamacare, a one-size-fits-all program where, you know, you as a man having to pay for mammograms. I mean, like, that makes sense, you know. And this is how ridiculous it is. But, you know, they, for some reason they argue that it somehow makes sense, which it doesn't.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Less of me, less of me.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Good to have you along with us as we discuss late breaking news and the things that matter in your life. You know, what did you think about Donald Trump saying, let Obamacare fail? Did that seem a little mean? You know, I'm thinking of those people that have been counting, as we talked about, counting on Obamacare, even though it is on life support, but you can't tell them, you know, even though you continue to repeat and say, hey, this is not working, this is going down, and it's going to fall hard, the Democrats have stepped back. And I think it's rather incredulous that they're not doing anything to help clean up the mess that they created. And this has been a problem. As much as Republicans have said for 7 years, let's fix this thing, I mean, we're going to repeal it, we're going to replace it, the Democrats, where the Democrat voice is saying, hey, let's fix it. You know, we need to make some adjustments here. They've stepped away and just let this go. And, you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's plan is, hey, we'll just let it fall at the lap of the Republicans and let it stay with them and see how it feels for them when they lose over 1,000 seats and all these governor positions across the country.
Well,
you know,
why isn't anybody holding them accountable?
Maybe they are. You know, maybe there's phone calls. And I would say, look at, you know, as we've been saying, Scott, whether it's Republican or Democrat, whoever's representing you, I mean, this is a government of for, by, we, the people, which means we need to engage. If we're not engaging our elected officials, then shame on us. We got the government we deserve. And they're counting on this. And so somehow you've got to let them know that your voice counts more than the money that comes from K Street or the money that's going to come from the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. It says, okay, there's particular marching points that are irrelevant, you know, as far as Main Street America is concerned. The fact of the matter is the Democrats have opened up the barn door to national health care, and we're seeing it at every turn, whether it's Charlie Gard, other empirical cases that are taking place that we hear about, where socialism is alive and working not so well once again. And then we have the next generation thinking, oh, it's all cool and we're all going to be socialists. You know, let's follow Bernie Sanders, you know, the Pied Piper of socialism. Really? Come on. What do you know about socialism? And the fact of the matter is if you look at these interviews from Jesse Waters and his Waterworld, man on the street kind of interviews, asking these kids, you know, what do you know about socialism? I mean, they're all glazed over. They have no clue whatsoever, but yet they're, you know, they're marching for it and all excited about it. Well, you have no idea. Really have no idea how dangerous this is and the things you're playing with. You know, it's, you know, the Constitution wasn't something that just, you know, a couple of guys got together one night and said, hey, let's put together this Constitution. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and everything that went into it, not to mention the people that have put their lives, forget about it, at risk, but even sacrificed their own lives for the sake of the Constitution, that we would enjoy the freedoms that we have today. But we just take it for granted. And we can blame the schools and say, well, they don't teach civics and all this stuff. But look, at the information is there. And, you know, I would say to all Americans, you need to do your due diligence as well.
You could blame the schools, but it falls on, I mean, I went through those same schools. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think socialism is a good idea at all. So did both my younger sisters. I think it still comes down to parents. I think you're gonna, if your parents allow you.
Well, that's the first line of defense, no doubt about it. If you're not educating your kids at home and you think you're turning it over to the schools, well then heaven help you, for so many other things, whether it's moral choices, other important issues that will affect the future of your children. You know, with freedom, as we've said many times, Scott, comes responsibility. If there's no exercise of self-responsibility, then you have an entitlement class. You have a class that's just sitting there like birds in a nest screaming for, you know, for food, saying, feed me, feed me. And, you know, that's a pretty scary scenario that's playing out in our country today, because you have too many people who are relying on, you know, roughly 50%, just for even numbers, 50% of the people to, you know, carry them through, to feed them. as opposed to for them getting out and stretching their wings, learning to fly, and supporting themselves and their own families. You know, they're looking to us and saying, hey, keep working harder. You know, all this government support and government cheese is great for us. And, you know, and I just think, well, where's your dignity?
And to be fair, it's easy to get kids to buy into socialism. It's all they've known their entire life. Mom and dad make money, I get food.
Yeah.
I don't do anything for food, I just have food.
Right.
I mean, socialism is all a kid knows growing up.
Well, you're right in that context. It plays into the hands of what's being taught in school. But again, you know, maybe this is also what you're suggesting here is a paradigm shift, you know, not only from home, but particularly from home initially. And then, you know, maybe the schools, you know, we got to put pressure on the schools to understand, hey, what are our kids learning? When was the last time you looked at your kids? I mean, I get calls and I talk to people and go, oh, my God, I opened up my kids. I couldn't believe the stuff that they were saying.
Well, I help Neil with his homework almost every day. So I know what they're
outside of the math stuff, you know, some of that stuff can be goofy. I mean, how many ways is there to add 2 + 2?
But, you know, they got more than just, they have a lot of ways, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, come on, you know, you're making this way too complicated.
And to be fair, as far as math goes, they've also added in some pretty cool ways to do math that are, you know, that, wow, I can't believe that works.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It does. But, I mean, if you know, let's go to what we're talking about now, healthcare. Mm-hmm. A kid doesn't know anything about health care growing up because why? Well, mom and dad have health care.
Mom and dad take care of them, sure.
Mom and dad have health care, so that means I have health care.
Right.
So, and then you get, you know, people like Bernie Sanders who appeal to these kids who all they've been knowing, kids are staying with their parents longer and longer. They're coming out of college with all this debt. And you know, if the parents actually haven't sat down and talked to them, we have that bumper with, you know, asking for more money.
Yeah.
And I had that same talk with my dad. I wanted a pair
of 75 cents, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wanted a pair of Nikes. I wanted a pair of Nikes, and my dad said, you know, I was 14 years old, and he goes, I'm not going to buy you $100 pair of shoes.
Mm.
And he goes, if you want them, you can go get a job, and you can buy your own shoes.
Right.
Well, that summer I went and got a job.
Yeah.
You know, and guess what I did with my first paycheck? I bought my shoes.
Got your shoes?
And 3 months later, I realized why my dad wasn't going to buy me a pair of shoes.
Exactly. Because those shoes, you took better care of those shoes, I bet, too, right?
Well, that first pair, probably not. But after, first pair, I didn't take very good. I, you know, still ran through puddles and warm and rain and stuff. But after that, I realized, oh, well, that's why he wouldn't buy me shoes because, well, I didn't really, you know, I don't take good care of my shoes.
You're a puddle boy, huh?
Okay, you're still a kid. You don't.
Yeah. Hey, why not? Well, that's the story of the kid that, remember, that we talked with that had the lemonade stands in these farmers markets and stuff. I think he has like 4 units now that he built up at a time when it was very difficult with all the regulations of being able to, you know, put together a business and quite the entrepreneur. But it's the same thing. Went to his dad. Hey, I want a $400 Lego set or something.
Yeah, you wanted the Death Star or something like that,
right?
Wasn't it?
And dad says, yeah, go ahead, you know, get a job. And so here it is, you know, necessity for this young man became the mother of invention. He says, all right, I'm going to serve organic lemonade. And he's got quite a thriving business, has put other kids to work as well. Quite the entrepreneur. And he got his Lego Death Star, you know, $400 deal. And he's off and rolling now.
But even before I got my job, I had chores around the house that I had to do, and he'd give me money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it, you know, there's something that I wanted that was more expensive, he would loan me the money, but it would be something I had to pay back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think if parents aren't actively involved with their kids like that, of course your kid's going to fall to socialism. It's all they know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good points and good stories. Thank you for sharing it and being so vulnerable and everything like that. I mean, that's great. And probably some people are saying, God, your dad was so mean to you. He didn't get participation trophies in the Burdick household, no doubt. 29 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live. Stay with us. We've got Mark Meckler coming up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't become enough. You'll see, this just can't become enough.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. And, hey, what did you make of all this hoopla about this supposed undisclosed meeting with Putin by the president? I mean, this was a couple's dinner. And the mainstream media just cannot help themselves. No wonder, you know, the president can't help himself but tweet back and fire something back at these knuckleheads. You know, they want to, you know, say, oh, there's something just... Anything that has to do with the Russians right now. And then, you got John Houseman, who's been nominated to be the next ambassador to Russia. Boy, you talk about having his hands full here. He's probably thinking, hey, why did I get the short end of the stick here with all the heat? But maybe he is the perfect guy for the job to come in and, you know, bring some credibility to what is happening, credibility and reality to what we're dealing with here with the Russians right now. Just anything that has any kind of, you know, Russian alphabet tied to it, it's just going crazy here. So, you know, people are just absolutely going overboard over this whole situation because they hate Trump, you know, so much that they just got to find every excuse whatsoever. As promised, Mark Meckler joins us. Mark is the president of Citizens for Self-Governance to revolutionize American government. And if this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, as we've said many times, it's going to be because we the people make it so. So you have to activate and confront your government because, one of the big secrets and the big lies that they've put out there on us is that they are in charge. They're not in charge. This is a government of, for, by we the people. But if you don't exercise your right as enumerated in the Constitution, hey, they're happy to keep us where they have us. And that's like a bunch of mushrooms, if you know what I'm talking about. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good. Always good to be with you, Bill. Thanks,
hey, man. Great to have you here to talk about a fight we share with the founders, your article that you wrote, A Battle Against Cronyism. Boy, I'll tell you, it is so rampant, isn't it?
It really, I mean, cronyism is rampant. We've shifted from a society that's based on meritocracy, from getting ahead on what you do, what you invest, the effort you put in, to a society where it's more important where you went to school, who you know, who you're connected to, and especially nowadays, who you're connected to in government. Mm-hmm. That's the same fight the founders were having several hundred years ago.
Well, when you think about it, it's the same thing that existed in all the earlier empires. First of all, it's good to be king. If you're king, hey, it's all good. The next best thing is you want to get as close to the king as possible. So you want to be a friend of the king. God forbid
yeah,
that you be right. So it's all it's just human nature that we are drawn to power.
Yeah, that's correct. And our system now is such that the regulatory state is so incredibly powerful that it's not corrupt per se for people to want to be close to power. It is in their self-interest. So if the government was much smaller and had much less power over our lives, there wouldn't be this instinctual drive to be close to power. If people simply succeed on their own efforts, they didn't need relief from government regulation or special government regulations to protect them. It would just be about effort and meritocracy, and that's what the founders intended for this country.
Without a doubt. And, Mark, what's happened is you have the weaponization of ideology that's come about. We can thank the progressives and the left primarily for that, which is not to say that conservatives and those on the right have not adjusted as well, because that's starting to raise its head. And that's, I mean, we're going to end up with so much weaponization within our government, we're not even going to be able to recognize a government of, for, and by we the people.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a really dangerous subset of this idea of cronyism. When you have the power to use the government to help your side, or your cause, that is a form of government cronyism. It's really dangerous, and it has reached unprecedented levels. As a guy who was involved in the Tea Party early on, I watched Tea Party groups all across the country get targeted by the government under President Barack Obama. I have to tell you, some of that's still going on today under President Obama, because the agencies haven't changed so much.
Exactly.
We've seen it in Wisconsin with the Doe investigations against all the opponents of Scott Walker. That involved literally, you know, deep of night home raids on kids and unarmed folks. And it's been incredible, the weaponization of the state. And also now, Bill, as you know, the media against the opponents of the Democratic ideology.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. I mean, right now it's being clearly pronounced and targeted because of the anguish they had over the last election. Let's put it that way. And the just abject hatred that they have for the new president. I mean, they're not even trying to be subtle about it anymore, Mark.
I think that's the big difference now, Bill, that has changed over the last year. Is during the last 8 years during the Obama administration, certainly the mainstream media, the press, were shills for the Democratic ideology, but it's turned into open hatred and warfare of the right or anybody who's not of the far left ideology. And so this is, again, another dangerous development in modern American history.
Well, boy, you talk about the dangers that we run into. This is all cyclical. We've been this way before, not in our lifetime, Mark. But we've got to stay true to our principles and values, because if we unhinge from those, and we've already have too many people within our country that have abandoned those core values. As Bruce Thatcher has written in his new book, that is a telltale sign of a failing empire.
It is. And part of the reason we've abandoned those values is we no longer teach them in our schools. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at 93% of liberal arts degrees in American universities today don't require any teaching whatsoever of Western heritage. So if you don't understand where your values came from, if you don't understand the foundations for your values, mm-hmm. certainly it's impossible to live by them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, George Orwell, his book was becoming very popular again with this generation. Maybe they're picking up from it that and understanding something absolutely critical that he wrote in the book. It said, he who controls the past will control the future. And this is what's happened is our history, our past has been hijacked. Things have been rewritten, you know, blatant laws broken that are ignored, and which is an added pronouncement and definite undergirding of your point on cronyism. I mean, you know, you look at all this collusion stuff that we're talking about in our government today, and you go, how do you, you talk about collusion, but how do you ignore Hillary Clinton? You know, with what was done with the Clinton Foundation, the pay to play, the tentacles that went straight into Russia and Putin, you know, selling 20% of our uranium to Russia. And the people that are rewarded is not we the people. It was Hillary Clinton and her foundation and Bill Clinton.
Yeah, and, you know, to bring it full circle back to that article you're referring to in Town Hall, what's important to understand is this is not new. Mm-hmm. The founders faced exactly this. There's a lost part of American history that I've discovered recently, honestly, by reading a guy by the name of Bernard Phelan, an old historian from Brown University, and he read from the pamphleteers of the time and the founders themselves. No interpretation of history, but actual history in the words of the people who lived it. Mm-hmm. What he found is that the Americans at the time actually really appreciated and admired the British system of government. And we yeah. think of them as revolting against that system, but they liked it. They just felt it was being ruined by, essentially, by cronyism, by manipulation, by malfeasance. That's what they were really fighting against.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you're referring to the ideological origins of the American Revolution. I mean, it's what you know. It's kind of like, in a sense, a little bit like Obamacare right now. You know, people kind of like because what they know. It's what they don't know that makes them uncomfortable. And what they don't know and where it would seem the Republican Party would want to take them has not been clearly understood by the people, nor has it been clearly articulated by the Republicans.
Yeah, I agree with that. We got a mess on our hands in Congress right now, and it's going to be interesting to watch that unfold over the next week or so.
Well, Mark, a good book. I'm glad you referred to Bernard Phelan's 1968 book, The Ideological Origins of the American Revolution. That's a good read, and that's, you know, you really want to understand cronyism and how it pervaded even in the founding of this country. Mark Meckler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Great for having you, or for being with you, Bill. Thanks.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
The America, 14 minutes before the time of the hour, and that means James Herson time. Yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, terrific, like you, let me tell you. But Donald Trump Jr., Trump administration, this drip, drip, drip. I have to crack up because I keep laughing at Trey Gowdy's comment, James. I don't know if you heard it or not, but he said, I want to get everybody together in the same room and say, ever since the time of Dr. Zhivago to the last time you had a drink of vodka with somebody, you know, some Russian named Boris, spill it out. Let's get it all out and get this drip, drip, drip over with. I still crack up over that concept and that picture.
I had put up on my Facebook page that the media definition of collusion has changed.
Yes.
Because originally it was that Vladimir Putin and President Trump were coordinating the hacking and distribution of emails belonging to Democrats. That was collusion.
Mm-hmm.
But today it is any conversation with a Russian-speaking person, or Yakov Smirnov. Anybody with a Russian name.
Exactly.
So that's why he talked about the vodka and Dr. Zhivago. Yeah.
Well, even if you ever spent any time in Russia, or even thought about spending time in Russia, or, you know, it may even come down that if you got a solicitation for Russian brides in your email inbox, you're culpable of being, you know, part of the collusion plan.
Well, yeah, and as the media has been incessantly discussing the Donald Trump Jr. meeting with the Russian lawyer, who was not representing the government of Russia, but in this meeting, which led nowhere, they left out one key player. And as a guy like me who works in Hollywood, I really took interest in this player.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was the person who sent the email that started the original attempt to set up a meeting with then candidate Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., and it was a guy named Rob Goldstone.
Yeah, exactly.
And Rob Goldstone is a very familiar character to me because in Hollywood, basically the community is filled with Rob Goldstones. Rob Goldstone is a guy, he's a portly guy who has his picture taken with different types of headgear. Like he'll be wearing a chef's hat, he'll be wearing a captain's hat. He met the Trumps when he was working on Miss Universe, and he wore a tiara and took pictures of himself wearing a tiara. The guy is a typical, you know, he's a public relations kind of a clown. He wrote an article for the New York Times once. As I mentioned, he's generously proportioned. About if you travel and you're obese, the article was titled "The Tricks and Trials of Traveling While Fat." Now this guy, okay, who has a two-man PR firm. He specializes in music, so he had to get involved with a musical artist that is related to a guy that Trump had done business with. And so that's how this thing basically began. Now, here's the part that to me is the 64,000 ruble question, okay?
Yes.
Okay, we have to examine Vladimir Putin. I don't know if people don't know this. Vladimir Putin went to law school. Vladimir Putin spent 16 years in the KGB. As a foreign intelligence officer, he rose to lieutenant colonel in the KGB, and in a very rough and tough system, when the Soviet Union fell, he ended up becoming acting president when Boris Yeltsin resigned from Russia. So here's someone with intelligence and counterintelligence knowledge and experience. So here's the question. Someone like that, with all that experience and intelligence, they want to launch an interference effort in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And they're going to launch it by a third-rate music publicist sending an email directly to the GOP candidate's son, an unencrypted communication that anyone could monitor and pick up. That's not how it works in the spy business. That's not how it even works in the business world.
Well, and that's why he's laughing about it. You know, he said on several occasions, "You give us too much credit," but he's happy to take it. I mean, you know, if you want to make me into the boogeyman, that's fine. You know, but you're giving us too much credit and too much source of influence. Plus, it all doesn't make sense, James. And you and I talked about this when initially broke out. Why, of all people, you got somebody like Hillary Clinton that you've had your way with. You didn't even have to put a whole lot of infrastructure or networking or anything. You own Hillary Clinton, straight up. So why would you want to go after Donald Trump when you've already got Hillary Clinton in the bag and her husband?
Absolutely. Got her in the bag, and her policies are better for your purposes. No question about it. I mean, Hillary Clinton's foreign policy as Secretary of State is what led to the annexation of Crimea, to Putin's internationalist expansion policies, to destabilizing the Middle East, which Putin likes. It's the only part of the policy that, you know, that perhaps he might be interested in is the fact that America fighting ISIS together with the Russians, which is what Trump expressed an open mind for. Hillary would have, too, because she had her silly red button.
Yes.
She wanted to restart things with Russia.
With the wrong spelling and everything else. James, I wouldn't be surprised if Vladimir had set up a special suite for her and Bill at the Antarctic outpost. What do you think?
Yeah, it wouldn't be in Siberia, you think? It could be. But, you know, here's the weird part is, okay, we're looking at this meeting with Donald Trump Jr., and all the resources of the press focus on it 24/7. and there's no evidence of any crime. Yet, there's tons of evidence of crimes committed in relation to the Clinton Foundation. When is that investigation going to begin?
Well, but the media, though, James, I mean, they stepped over they stepped over Mike Flynn. They stepped over all these atrocities of a Secretary of State, pay for play, selling out the assets of the United States. They've ignored all that to go after this this Russian boogeyman of Donald Trump. I mean, it is clear it is biased. And I think most of a growing number of Main Street Americans are having their fill of it, because meanwhile, you know, everybody's still getting paid in D.C. We're scrambling for jobs. We need tax reform. We need health care. We need to make sure our national security is secured. And what are we worried about? We're worried about, you know, some small player Russian attorney who came in with another agenda. And then on top of that, when you start pulling back all the strings, you go, wait a minute. They were actually connected with the people that did the Trump dossier. They're connected with GPS Fusion, that organization, which was an operative group for the, the DNC.
Right.
I mean, this is such a mess.
Reportedly financed by the DNC and hired this ex-British agent who came up with the now totally discredited dossier on Trump, which ended up in the hands of John McCain, of all people, who allegedly gave it to the FBI, and
right,
James Comey. And supposedly then James Comey questioned the president about it, giving it newsworthiness so that BuzzFeed could irresponsibly put its content into the public square. Yeah, this is a real tangled web. But I do think that the public is seeing through all this.
Mm-hmm.
And they do see the difference between real crimes and fake crimes.
Yeah. And James, just because you brought up John McCain, you know, a lot of people honor John McCain because he was a POW and how he served a country. But John McCain is all part of that D.C. establishment, which is really party neutral. It's about the eternal life of the establishment. And when John McCain did what he did, it rendered a harsh remark from Trump that some people to this day still take exception to. But they don't understand what's going on here. They haven't looked beyond the curtain here to see the Wizard of Oz pulling all the pulling all the levers.
No, there's no question about it. Well, there's really two John McCains. There's the John McCain that runs for re-election in Arizona, fire-breathing conservative, and then there's the John McCain after he gets elected, a total establishment hack.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And
but he's a maverick. He's a maverick though, you know. So so that's all part of the part and parcel of, like you say, the Hollywood set and makeup.
It is. As you said, looking behind the curtain, what you end up seeing is a war between the media and the Trump administration, and the biggest victim of that war is the truth.
Yeah,
which
exactly
is gone.
Very well said. Well, James, that's a wrap for today. Until next week, no doubt, I mean, this drip, drip, drip of the Donald Trump Jr. story continues, and I appreciate the update. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Have a wonderful week.
You too. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.